and welcome to MoonyCast once again. It is episode 8 for May 14th, 2006. And I'm MJ.
And I'm Stacy.
And today we shall be covering Sailor Jupiter.
Yes.
Still in our ongoing series of topics, you know, covering all the scouts, if you're not that familiar with it.
Right.
But, so yeah, we'll do
if you're a first-time listener.
We love those people. But yeah, so that...
Do we have any announcements today?
I mean, with Mooney Shop, we know that there was a confusion with the link, but if you do look at where... With Mooney... Yeah, you should know how to fix that. But I mean...
Oh, another announcement. We hit 20 members at our forum.
Oh!
That's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. Yes. But so... Oh, and we know we had some complications with our shout-out last week.
Right.
So we will be re-airing that. And we do have another shout-out this week. It's our second shout-out.
So we have two shout-outs.
So hopefully we can get
That's
them.
That's so cool.
Yes. But, I mean, today, normally, with our normal segments, we'll be having, you know, my top 10 list, you know, MJ's top 10, and Silly Sounds with Stacy.
Yes, relating to Sailor Jupiter.
Yes.
This week.
Uh-huh. And we'll have our music. Music is just, you know, relating to Sailor Jupiter and her boyfriends.
And Swordmaster Haruka, I know you did request a song, but we'll be airing that later because we had a special one picked out.
Yes.
For Sailor Jupiter.
Uh-huh. And is that basically it?
Yeah. And now we can get started.
So we can keep listening to our music, or you can keep listening to our music while it finishes up.
Yeah.
And almost done? Last time we had gone over, but here we go.
Yes, okay, so
now we'll get into our topic with Sailor Jupiter.
Right. Well, she's 14, no duh.
No kidding.
She goes to the same school as all them except Rei.
Mm-hmm.
However, she transferred because she was supposedly kicked out of her other school. And
but,
she didn't get to change the uniform.
Oh, yes. She has the tannish, whitish...
Because she claimed that the new one didn't fit. Because she's the tallest of the scouts.
Uh-huh, and probably more buffly built with all of her karate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but her name, her Japanese name is Makoto Kino.
Right.
And
or
the
in traditional Japanese, it would be Kino,
Kino Makoto.
Makoto,
right. Yes. And then in the... American series, it is Lita.
Right.
L-I-T-A. Mm-hmm. But I've been more used to using the Japanese names now. But anyway, in the episode that she first appears...
it's episode 21, and...
Everyone turns her away, basically, because she did get expelled from her last school.
Right.
From
except for Serena, which is the normal. She... With all the scouts, she went after them, and even though they were kind of outcasts, that's sort of how they all were.
Right.
And she befriended them.
Yeah, she ends up joining Lita at lunch, and she just kind of sits down with her, and she just chats like they're old buds, and they've always been together. I mean, it's basically the same also in the PGSM.
She got expelled, right? In PGSM, too.
Yep, it was the same exact thing. I mean, she also first met her at... When there was this basketball playing thing, and they were, like, all going goo-goo... Or all the girls from Jubon Middle School, they were all going goo-goo-gaga over this really hot-looking basketball star and whatever. But she ends up saving Usagi from these mean gangster people.
Yeah. Baggy clothes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then she sees her at school. Mm-hmm. And they end up befriending, just like they do in the anime, if you're familiar with that.
Let's see. Oh, Lita's parents were in an airplane crash when she was very young.
That's also another thing in PGSM. Mm-hmm. They keep... She's like, oh, it was just meant to be this way. Ever since the past life, I've been meant to be alone, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But she also cooks.
Right.
She does cook.
That's karate... And cooking.
Yep.
So, let's see. What else? Well, as we said, she's the tallest, and, you know, she's the most violent one.
Oh,
and
most definitely.
And she swears a lot in PGSM.
Yes, she does. She does swear in PGSM quite a bit.
Right. Let's see. What else? Well, her transformations are obviously Jupiter Power makeup. Jupiter star power and Jupiter crystal power.
And then, you know, in the manga, she is, what is it? Would it be a Jupiter eternal power? Dude,
No, it's, I think it's just crystal power makeup.
No, but, I mean, in the manga of stars, because, you know, in stars manga, they do all transform into the eternal form in the anime. They just keep their crystal.
No.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Wait. Okay.
Do you not believe me?
No, I do believe you. But wait, Jupiter power, that's the regular one.
Right.
And then Jupiter star power.
Right. Jupiter star power is with the star-shaped rod like this. No. Okay, now
MJ
I have to
draws.
Draw. Yes, MJ draws. Now I have to draw the thing for Stacy because she doesn't believe me.
No, I do believe you.
Uh-huh,
I'm just confused. Which isn't anything new.
That's the star power one. And then you know it has the four in the center. And then with the crystal, it has the whole rod thingy like that. And then the handle. And then that has the symbol right there. See, that's the crystal. And then she used something else for the eternal thingy.
Okay, then.
Yes. So I think we've got that straightened out. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, here. MJ, hand me the books. And I'll look it up. Well,
MJ is now handing books.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
All right, so we'll try to explain some other stuff.
And, well, you can do the PGSM statistics and
but
stuff.
But also, Sailor Jupiter also has all these flings with different guys and whatnot. She's known for having all these different boyfriends, and she'll just go walking around with all the other scouts, and they go, oh, he reminds me of my boyfriend. No, he reminds me of my boyfriend. And then there's also that other episode where she runs into one of her ex-boyfriends, and they end up playing. He gets injured by one of the Yomas, and then that's the episode where the song, or they play the song Rainy Day Man, which we shall be doing that song today, if you're familiar with that. Well, that used to be one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah.
Stacy's still looking.
Stacy's skimming. Skimming Stacy.
See, I told you, everything goes good. That can be your next top 10 list.
Is why everything goes good with Stacy.
And then you can have the top 10 things that Stacy can do.
Yes, but our top 10 list today is going to be a surprise.
Right.
Unless you're on the forum and you kind of understand what might be the top 10
guess.
List. Yes.
Yep.
Take a guess. But anyway, so what else? Oh, and obviously Sailor Jupiter controls the lightning and thunder and whatnot. That's, you know, why all of her attacks are, you know, Jupiter Thunder or Supreme Thunder and... You know, what else is there? There's Jupiter Oak Revolution when she's in her super form. But let's see, what else is there? Well, also in Future Crystal Tokyo, Sailor Jupiter becomes a protector of the city, you know. She seems kind of bodyguardish if you really think about it. And she's also one of Small Lady's protectors. Which would also make sense, because, you know, all the scouts have some sort of role with Rini in the future. Because, you know... If they're still watching after Serena, then they have to be watching after her daughter. But Sailor Jupiter was given the ability to transform into Super Sailor Jupiter in the Sailor Moon Super Season. In the Sailor Moon Stars season,
she is killed by
Sailor Galaxy. Yes.
Like all the rest of the scouts.
And her star seed taken away from her. And then she's later returned to life in the final episode, which Stacy and I have both seen.
Yes. On YouTube.
Yes. But we also might be able to watch the whole
thing
collection.
Thanks to Swordmaster.
Yes.
On the forum. Thank you so much.
Yes.
We also.
Oh, of course,
thanks for your interest in our shop.
I know, most definitely. I mean, considering that you wanted to rush there and buy something, we're sorry that we didn't have something for you.
Yes.
But you
no,
know,
we do.
It's up there now.
Yes,
we have both girls and guys merchandise at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you can go there and get it. Mooneycast t-shirt and a Mooneycast teddy bear. Go buy a Mooneycast. No, that should be another one of our top 10 lists. The top 10 ways that you should buy Mooneycast merchandise.
The top 10 things.
Top 10 reasons that you should buy Mooneycast merchandise.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
I was going to say the top 10 items in the
Mooneycast. No, I was going to say reasons that you should buy Mooneycast merchandise.
Because the best one is definitely the teddy bear.
Dude, yes.
We have to get one of
those. Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. Well, get it, and then, you know, whenever we'll post pictures up on Mooney's Hideout of us, you know, we'll be holding the Mooneycast teddy bear and wearing our Mooneycast t-shirts.
Yes.
Of course, we're not the best role models for that, because we need to get our own Mooneycast t-shirt.
You know what else?
What? I just thought Stacey, of something. Stacey has an idea.
Oh, but you know what? I don't think you can... Huh. Yeah, I don't think you can put writing on the back of the teddy bear's shirt. I just thought of something, though, we should do. We should sign our names and scan it in.
Dude,
and then you
yes.
can have MJ and Stacey's signatures.
Yes,
that'd be
well,
awesome.
You can, yeah. Oh, we can do that. That would be really cool. So what, should we do that on the teddy bear?
You can send you can too. You can get like the on the back yeah. of the shirt you can get MJ yeah. and Stacey's signature.
You can send that in so if you cool. want. I mean, tell us, do you want us our signatures to be on the back of a shirt or do you want it to be on the teddy bear? No, I like the teddy bear the way it is.
Yeah.
The teddy bear is not going anywhere. Teddy bear's
no.
fine the way it is.
Teddy bear is awesome.
Yes.
You
could
get
it on, you get our
CLA Schubert.
I know. You could get our signatures on a mouse pad, on the journal, on the canvas bag. Because, I mean, we can have them, we can have the different appearances.
Yeah. Well, we haven't done any of this yet. We'll work on
yes,
it.
Yes. But we'll get our signatures
for now,
somewhere.
It's what it is now.
Yes,
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
So.
Well, I guess, I mean, we must have covered Sailor Jupiter. I mean, yeah, we went into Mooney Shop.
Well, let's see. What else?
Oh, and
her birthday is December 5th. I'm just like looking through.
Yeah,
the
so just
like
look
oh yeah, and if you really don't know, her color's green. Her signature
no way.
Color.
Her it, well, she has green and pink.
Well, pink is like the bone. So,
pink is
her
yes,
signature
pink is
color is
yes,
green. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. Stating the obvious.
Yeah,
but,
it is.
You know, just in case you have no idea.
But also, in. I don't remember exactly if it's also in the anime. I mean, that's what I've been trying to cover before we started this. But in the manga and in PGSM, her dream was to open up a flower shop. I mean, she does love to cook, obviously, and she's a wonderful cook and whatnot. But she does really want to open up a flower shop. And in PGSM, because, you know, I finished watching all the episodes, unlike Stacey.
Yes, but I've been watching Stars.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah,
on YouTube.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I can't wait for the DVD because I don't really like to watch stuff on the computer. It's more
yeah.
fun to watch on DVD.
On TV and just lounge on a couch.
Yeah,
much
I know.
More comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Instead of my cold basement.
Yeah, yep. My toes get cold in your basement.
Oh, I'm sorry, MJ.
But yeah, so her dream is to open up a flower shop, and in PGSM, in the special act 50. She ends up opening up one, and then if you're familiar with PGSM, then you know that the turtle guy, of course I don't remember his name quite at the moment, also because it was Japanese.
The turtle guy
in the karaoke.
One, yeah, where they come in and they show him the idea, and then
and the
just,
passport.
Like, yeah, the passport or ID, whatever. And
yeah.
like he just like is like looking at the turtle.
Whatever. Yeah. But because I only remember that the turtle's name is Kamikichi or. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
Kamikichi?
I don't remember. Yeah. I only made it to, like,
but Luna,
act 10,
Luna
and then I got bored.
Luna calls the guy Kamikichi-san, or Kamikichi-kun. Is it gender-related? I think so, but with the kun and the san and the chan and...
kun and san and chan. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that, I think that... Oh, but then he, of course... Since he does propose to her, like I said, obviously he has this crush on her all throughout PGSM. He gives her the little charm in episode, in act, I think it's 48, or whatnot. Yeah, 48, and, but anyway, so yeah, I think that's basically it.
Yep, okay, because, yeah, so let's just go on to...
Our regular segments.
Yes.
I mean, not like this one isn't,
top
but,
10.
You know.
With MJ.
Oh, it's my top 10.
Let's go. Okay.
Woohoo.
Now. Okay.
That was our printer. But, you know, you really
Stacey
didn't
gets
that.
Top 10 lists under books and it makes noises. Yes.
Okay. But, so our top 10 list this week, and this was also helped by some people on the forum, but, you know, that was only like three of these, but, you know, I helped. So, this is the top 10 reasons why Megan's love Sailor Moon. You know, based off of last week's episode, and, you know, we had the whole Megan thing going on. But anyway, number 10, Sailor Moon just basically rocks. Number 9, both Megan and Moon begins with the letter M. Number 8, it is a part of Sailor Moon tradition. Number 7, duh, look at the forum. Number 6, Megan means strong at heart. That obviously would help Serena control the Silver Imperium crystal in her time of battle. Number 5. "We just love guys that are dressed up in tuxedos with black capes and mysterious masks." Number 4. "We love to mimic poses that the scouts do. They do wonder for your quads." Number 3. "Megans are fun and love to watch Sailor Moon." Number 2. "MJ rocks." Thank you, people. And number 1. Not a great jump roll. Thank you, Stacey. What else is there for us to do?
Yes, we know.
Yeah, okay.
Megans are a little...
Well. I don't know what I am, necessarily.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I can be kind of interesting sometimes. But yes. Anyway, so yeah, that was our top 10 list. Hopefully you guys liked it. I mean... Oh, and also keep sending us these top 10 lists. I love to get them, and I love to see what you guys have to say.
And there hasn't been a single request for something Stacey should mimic.
Oh.
How sad is that?
Yeah, so it's... I mean, because we will be doing Silly Sounds with Stacey next.
Yes.
But, yeah, so, send Stacey. She feels left out. Send Stacey what you want her to do on Silly Sounds with Stacey.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, she gets pretty bored, and she kind of knows what she wants to do, but, you know, you should still send it to her.
Yeah. I don't know what to do sometimes, so...
All right. So, yeah, let's go. Silly Sounds with Stacey. Here we go.
Silly, silly sounds with Stacey. Oh, oh, silly, silly sounds. Silly, silly sounds. Silly, silly sounds with Stacey. Oh, oh. Hello, and welcome to the third episode of the Silly Sounds with Stacey. Yes, this is the third episode on the eighth episode of Mooniecast. Yes. Well, today, as you have seen on the Mooniecast, the best show in the podcast history, yes, they discussed Sailor Jupiter. Mm-hmm. So, Stacey thinks that she should do sounds that relate to Sailor Jupiter for her silly sounds today. Yes. Okay. So, here is what it sounds like when there is a thunderstorm and there's thunder. Yes, that is thunder. Yes. Well, and this is what it sounds like if you get hit like with the lightning. You go zzz, and then there's an occasional scream if you get hit by the lightning, because well, it's not the most pleasant feeling in the world. Not that Stacey would know, because she's never gotten hit by lightning. But people, she has heard that it's not a very pleasant thing. So I don't suggest that you get hit by lightning. And there's a possibility you could if you stand underneath a tree. So don't stand underneath trees during lightning storms. Yes. Good advice. Yes. Anyways, you will scream. You will go, "Ah! Ah!" after you do the little zzzz because the lightning hit you. Yes. Okay. Well, I think that is the end of Silly Sounds with Stacey today. Bye-bye. So, yeah.
Good job, Stacey. Yes, you related the whole thing to Sailor Jupiter. Obviously.
Yes.
As you said.
Mm-hmm.
In your accent that is deserving of a cape, right, Amy Mercury?
Yeah.
Yes. So whenever we get to do our video cast, we might have you dressed up as in a cape.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and okay. Me as a piggy.
Right. Oh, gosh.
Anyway, so I guess next we have Japanese 101.
Okay. So, do you have your sensei accent today?
I hope I have my sensei accent today. It seems like I do. So, yes, I shall find in my Japanese textbook that I have here, and...
Not that you need it, though.
Oh, yes, I'm an A+, A+ infinity student. But, of course, I am sensei, so, you know, there we go. Anyway, our first word today would be Ohio, which would be good morning, which Stacey did not know I was going to say that. So, our next word is choshoku,
which means breakfast.
Chusoku,
which means lunch.
Yushoku,
which translates to dinner.
Kanshoku,
which is a snack.
Tabimasu,
which means to eat.
Nomimasu,
which means to drink.
So there you go. That is Japanese 101 for this week. Hope you enjoyed it, and you know we shall be giving a quiz later. So keep studying.
Yes.
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 All right, so that was Japanese 101. Yep. I know. Yes. So.
A little short for today, but whatever.
Uh-huh, whatever. You
know. Okay, because we... Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What next?
Right.
Music. Yeah. Yes, we have music, and as we said,
it shall we're be not really rainy with it today.
Rainy day, man.
And that was music with MJ.
Yes, that was music with MJ. I don't know if you could hear that, but you know, that was music with me.
Yeah.
So yes, now we shall do Rainy Day Man without me singing to it, even though I bet billions of you out there are looking forward to me singing it. For the music one of these days, right? Right. I am so right. Anyway.
Sure. Okay, so let's go. Hit it.
Not your cell phone, though, but here we go. Rainy day. If you couldn't tell, you know. This is the first time in a while that we've had English lyrics to a song.
Doing...
Yeah, so you can sing along with it.
We didn't do the German one, though, did we? Sailor Moon theme song? We didn't do that, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah, that was episode 5. I listened to it all the time.
Did we?
Yes.
No, we didn't.
Wait, what do you mean?
We didn't do the German theme song.
Yes, we did.
No, we did.
We did our theme song. No. Well, then it was episode 4, because I listened to it all the time.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We do have the German Sailor Moon theme song. Send angry emails to Stacy.
Yeah, but
send angry emails
to MJ, because she said it was episode 5, and it's not.
Oh, come on. I won't always remember what episode it would act. Epidosin exactly
Epidosin
was.
Epidosin is, yeah.
But I swear, we did the German Sailor Moon theme song.
Okay, okay. I asked. I love how the other languages say they like omit the L. They go Sera Moon.
Sera.
Sera.
Except with Japanese, instead of serenity, they use selenity.
Really?
Because they can't say they are. Or something like that. I heard it somewhere that it's like, yeah, they say selenity. But it's supposed to be serenity. Something similar
that's
to that.
Great.
Yeah, okay, I read that a while ago someplace. Anyway.
That's the end of our show.
Aww.
We have shout-outs to...
Oh, yes, we do have shout-outs to stick it in. Hopefully, we don't have technical difficulties, if I can say it, unlike last week. You know, because she listened, that wasn't so great.
That wasn't great at all.
No.
It wasn't even good.
No.
It was bad.
Yeah. All right. So, this is the end of our 8th episode, and next week, our 9th, hopefully next week, we shall be doing Sailor Venus, Minako.
When we get to the summer, we're going to do, I think we'll still do one every week, but we'll be really prepared, because we'll have time to watch.
Oh, yeah, of course. I get to go up to New York this week. Dude, I'm going to have so much fun. I know that was really random, but I get to go see Mamma Mia in New York. So it's like, if any of you live in New York, dude, I'll be there. I'll be there on Wednesday, like, all day.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be, like, walking around the streets, going to see Ground Zero and Empire State Building and all that other stuff. Because I know, I've never been to New York before.
Have you really?
No, I've never been.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never been to New York City before.
Wow.
I feel left out. I mean, considering that all you people... And that you don't live that far away, and I've never been before. That's also because, you know, my dad's in the Navy, so we move everywhere, so I never got the chance to actually.
Okay.
No. Anyway, yes, I'm starting to spill my life story.
Yeah, I know. Write a book, MJ.
I'll write a book. Yeah. My book could be very long, but it could also be very boring.
Yes.
Yes. All right, okay. So this is the end of episode 8.
I'm Stacy.
And I'm MJ.
And we're out.
Hey, I'm Brian, and I want to give a shout-out to all my friends. Even though they're not big Sailor Moon fans, I'm still a fan of Sailor Moon, and that's why I'm picking MJ, Sailor Neptune, and Stacy, a.k.a. Saturn, for putting the show. I think it's really helping the show. I'm glad it hasn't died off yet. Keep up the great work, guys. Thanks!
Konnichiwa, minasan! Listen up, kudasai! This is the end of time!
Hi! This is the end of time, and this is my shout-out. I'm a big Sailor Moon fan, and of course, a fan of the Moony cast. And I don't know what I'm going to say, but I really enjoy the show, and I hope to see you all in the forums. I'm Swordmaster Haruka, and thank you. Bye.